Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick. Coming to you on a Tuesday to discuss everybody that used to grab off of waiver wires to get ready for week 7. So let's just get right into it. Quarterbacks. We know Carson Wentz suffered a broken finger against the Chicago Bears, so he's going to be out for a while, maybe the whole year, because it might be a situation that the Commanders decided to leave him on the bench the rest of the year. Because in the cards, when they trade for him, if he plays more than 70% of snaps, they have to give the Colts a second-round pick. But less than 70%, they just give the Colts a third-round pick. So don't be surprised if you don't see Carson Wentz anymore if Taylor Heineke cannot get them some wins. I think Taylor Heineke is a quarterback that you want to pick up if you're playing the two quarterback or super flex league, or you're dealing with bye weeks. Another quarterback to consider why teams are on bye weeks this week is Matt Ryan from the Indianapolis Colts. I think he has a very good matchup this week against the Tennessee Titans, and he's a good quarterback that you could use if you lost Carson Wentz or you need a quarterback due to the bye weeks. Running backs. J.K. Dobbins had a setback with his knee over the weekend against the Giants. Came in Kenyon Drake. He had a very good game. He had 10 carries, rushed for over 100 yards. Now, Kenyon Drake started off the year with the Baltimore Ravens when J.K. Dobbins missed the first few weeks, but Kenyon Drake wasn't that good. But all of a sudden, against the Giants, Kenyon Drake had one of his better games that we've seen in a while. And we don't know the status of J.K. Dobbins this week. I don't know if he's going to play. I don't know if they're going to have him on a pinch count. So if you really in need for running backs, Kenyon Drake is the running back that you want to pick up. Another running back to pick up, if he's still on waiver wires, is Latavius Murray. If you watched the game last night, Melvin Gordon wasn't hardly used and got benched for Latavius Murray. So Latavius Murray is a running back that you need to get in off the waiver wire. If you can't get Latavius Murray off of waiver wire, then I say get Mike Boone, because it seems like they dropped Melvin Gordon all the way back to the third running back in the rotation. So Latavius Murray and Mike Boone, I would target both of them off of waivers. Wide receivers. Well, Rondale Moore. We got the news yesterday that Hollywood suffered a foot injury. He's going to be out for at least the next 6 weeks, maybe the entire season. Yeah, we know DeAndre Hopkins come back this week, but he needs a receiver on the other side. And we know that they did trade for Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson is somebody to grab off of waivers. But if some kind of way Rondale Moore is on the waiver wire, I would prefer to get Rondale Moore over Robbie Anderson. If you can't get Rondale Moore, if he's already taken, then Robbie Anderson I will get. Another receiver, we know the Giants, all of their starting receivers went down. Really, the only damn healthy receiver they got right now is Wandell Robinson, and he looked good in his debut over the weekend when they beat Baltimore. But Wandell Robinson is a receiver that you want to target and grab off of waivers. Now, this particular wide receiver may already be on everybody's team. I mean, off of waivers is Alex Pierce of the Indianapolis Colts. If some kind of way you're in a saddle league or a 10-team league and Alex Pierce is still on waivers, I would pick Alex Pierce up because him and Matt Ryan have a very strong connection. Tight ends? Robert Tonyan would be a good tight end to grab. You can't go wrong with him. And another tight end to grab is Daniel Bellinger for the New York Giants. He's been getting targeted and stuff, so if he's on waivers, I will pick him up. Another running back to grab, he had an amazing game over the weekend, is Deion Jackson of the Indianapolis Colts. Let me circle back to running backs. Now, we think that Jonathan Taylor might be back this week, but if some kind of way Jonathan Taylor is out, pick up Deion Jackson just in case, because Deion Jackson, I mean, he basically was a, if you had him on your team, 9 times out of 10, you won your matchup over the weekend. You pay PPR leagues, he got you over 30 fantasy points. So if he's on the waiver wire, you definitely want to grab Deion Jackson. And that's really about it as far as the waiver wire this week is not that good. So, you know, you're basically adding if you got players on bye weeks or you're dealing with some injuries, but it's not a lot to offer on the waiver wire. Now, you keep in mind that you might want to keep a close eye on what's going on in Denver. Russell Wilson is getting an MRI on his hamstring, and he might be out for a while. That may limit, all the pass catches already in Denver is limited the way Russell Wilson been playing, but it might even get even worse if Russell Wilson has to miss some time. So we got to, see what goes on with that. And that's about it. I hope for all you get everybody that you try to put claims in on the waiver wire, and I would definitely come back to you all to tell you who to start and who to bench for Week 7 matchups, including the Thursday night matchup. This is Larry McCormick, Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast. Talk to you next time.